Com today.
You're in the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You know, a lot of our listeners have wondered why we have focused so much on UFOs and related mysteries. And as Christopher O'Brien said on our Shop Talk episode just very recently, we're going to try to talk about other subjects, such as later today you'll hear about near-death experiences. A little bit new for what we've done on the Paracast, but we'll get in there. But I wanted to get into something that was said, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. I assume this was the episode we did with Margie Kay, the MUFON assistant director from Missouri, about the Kansas City UFO flap. And she was talking about what I guess is technically called the invisible ships. And I'll read a story from a publication called The Journal in Humboldt County, California. It says, "Have you heard of the invisible ships phenomenon? Cited in several New Age books and movies. It goes like this. When Captain Cook, Columbus, Magellan, depending on the version of the story you're hearing, arrived at the coasts of Australia, Cuba, South America, the native people completely ignored them, presumably because huge ships were so alien to their experiences that their highly filtered perceptions couldn't register what was happening. Which means, of course, the ships were invisible. So the mystery being, is that true? Well, supposedly, I read a couple of historical accounts of this, and they said it's not true. It's kind of an urban legend that maybe they would interpret the ships in accordance with their understanding of what things look like, traveling things, but they would certainly not be unable to see them. I think that's an argument that's made about UFOs also, that what we see is colored by our perceptions and expectations. That could be true, but it doesn't mean UFOs are invisible, does it?
Well, I've had a number of cases, multiple witness cases, where the majority of the people described essentially the same thing, but several couldn't see anything. So how do you explain that?
Well, it doesn't mean that these particular incidents regarding these early explorations were as they are reported in the history books, which is they saw the ships.
Well, we don't know. Unless we're there. Unless we were able to determine through, you know, firsthand accounts, there's no way we're going to be able to know for sure. Obviously, the knee-jerk conservative assumption would be that, sure, the people saw the ships, that maybe they just ignored them, hoping that they would go away, or maybe if we pretend we don't see them, they won't see us. But, you know, this developed into a thread. As a result of Margie's appearance on the show, and people are claiming this has been debunked and this and that and the other thing. It hasn't been debunked. We will never know. All I can say is I have been an investigator out in the field, and I've had reports of multiple witness occurrences that some of the potential witnesses were unable to see what everybody else saw. So in interviewing these people, they claim they were not able to see what the other people were seeing, even when it was pointed out to them. So the human mind is a very wondrous organ. We don't know everything about how it works. Human perception is much more complicated than knee-jerk assumptions and debunking of second- and third-hand accounts. So, no, unless you're there, unless you can interview these people, you really can't make a determination one way or another.
And certainly historical records would be the ones that the explorers produced and the ones they created. So you're seeing these episodes in their eyes, not the eyes of the people they visited.
Exactly. Bernal Diaz, I think, is probably the best documentation that we have of this particular type of phenomenon. When Cortez's three ships were off the shores of Veracruz, Diaz claimed that the Indians walked about on the beach, carried on about their affairs, and either they were ignoring the ships or they couldn't see them. He was of the impression that they were unable to perceive them. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. I don't claim to be an expert in this nobody is. We weren't there with Cortez.
Well, if we get in our time machines, that's how we're going to find out what really happened. But this is going to be, you know, a long-term object for interesting discussion, especially the cases, the modern cases, where some people see something and some people don't. And we have to think about the sensitivities and about the subconscious reactions. It's very complicated.
It's fascinating.
It really is. I also expect a lot of discussion about the episode featuring Joseph Farrell, which is not played yet when we record this episode. So therefore, we don't know how our listeners are going to react. I do know for a fact that a lot of people have asked us to get Dr. Farrell on the show, and I'm glad he came. He certainly knows his stuff. I can't say I necessarily agree with everything he says, but he has his stuff down pat. He knows his material, and he's willing to answer reasonable questions. But, of course, to prove everything he says, we'll have to go back through history, look at all the historical records, and see what really might have gone on, and see where he interpreted things. But I am encouraged and also impressed by the suggestions that at least some of the UFOs in the early days, the classic UFO era, beginning in 1947, may have been secret weapons. I don't see anything unusual about that.
Yeah, and one subject that I meant to bring up in the interview, which never did come up, was the subject of Foo Fighters.
Yes.
The luminous balls reported by pilots during the latter stages of the war in both theaters, Pacific and European. And there is a very interesting anecdotal and paper trail body of evidence that suggests that these also were some sort of secret weapons by the German Luftwaffe or the Erneuerbe. And I wanted to get into that, but we're going to have Joseph back on. It was a fascinating show. I can't wait for the reaction to it. He's a top-notch researcher. He's written 6 or 7 books that examine various aspects of this man-made UFO and hidden technology question, starting in the 20s, actually, and going all the way through the present day. And fascinating reading. I recommend his books highly.
All right, Joseph Farrell, Dr. Farrell. Will, we hope, be back in the future on the PowerCast to answer more questions. We booked him at the last minute, didn't get a chance to open up the question bank for your questions. Do have a bit of possibly sad news to report. I might have mentioned this before in the show, but I will mention it now. Jim Moseley, the editor of Saucer Smear, is currently undergoing treatment at a hospital in Key West, Florida. I'm not going to mention the hospital because I don't want them to be inundated with phone calls and letters. But he is suffering from cancer. He's not a well person. And we do hope he recovers. But also understand Jim Moseley is 81 years old, so anything he suffers is going to be that much worse. But they've got really smart doctors working on him, and we have to hope for the best. Get well, Jim Moseley.
Yep.
Let's look into another subject. I hope not related. And I hope we don't segue to that. But a lot of our listeners have asked us to look at other things other than just UFOs. And we get into UFOs, we get into Bigfoot and stuff like that. We haven't really dealt with the pure so-called psychic phenomena, nor have we ever had a show that I recall dealing with near-death experiences. Chris, tell us more about our guest.
Well, our guest has been working, researching, studying, and writing about NDEs, as they're called, near-death experiences, since the 70s. And she's considered one of the premier researchers in this field. I'm really looking forward to having a lively discussion with her about this particular phenomenon. And we recently had an interesting article that appeared in the mainstream news about a doctor who claimed he was gone for a number of days and came back. And you know, this is a subject I think that a lot of people are interested in because we're all, you know, going to go there someday. So I think it's going to be a fascinating episode.
So our guest is PMH Atwater, and if you go over to Wikipedia, you'll see she is probably one of the world's most famous experts on near-death experiences. She has studied it for many years and has lots of fascinating stories to tell, and we're definitely going to be fascinated with her. She has some books such as The Big Book of Near-Death Experiences for you to check out. This is fascinating, really fascinating stuff. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You know, neighbors, meetings are essential to the way we work. It's an opportunity to share ideas, problem solve, develop creative solutions. But if your team is spread out in different locations, coming together can be an impossible task unless you use GoToMeeting with HD Faces, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. Learn how GoToMeeting helps you meet with your colleagues just as it helps me. You know, of course, we use GoToMeeting here on the show because it's necessary for me to communicate with the people I work with. And no matter where you're going, GoToMeeting allows you to share the same screen to make it easier to be on the same page. And now you can present from your iPad. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Remember, use the promo code PODCAST at GoToMeeting.com. Remember, neighbors, seeing is believing.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris O'Brien with his fuzzy slippers. In fact, later on we're going to interview the fuzzy slippers. He's not saying anything, all right? Okay. He has a low opinion of me, which is now even lower. Like that. We're proud to welcome PMH Atwater. She is someone who is an expert, as much of an expert as one can be, on what they call near-death experiences. Dr. Atwater, welcome to the show.
Good to be there.
She's also happy and pleasant. That's good. We'll change that.
Yeah, well, okay.
Okay. And one of our books is The Big Book of Near-Death Experiences.
And Near-Death Experiences, The Rest of the Story, which is my summary book, summarizes over 3 decades of work.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, we'll talk about both books through the show, but we also want to understand your expertise and how you got involved in this. So let me get you started at the beginning. Of all the things that one can talk about, and we've seen near-death experiences depicted in movies and TV shows all the time.
Right.
And they all have a similar component to them, which is kind of like you're in this other place with bright lights, and maybe you'll be called to the light, but before you are, you're awakened and all that stuff. We'll talk about the scenario, typical near-death experience scenario. But, Dr. Atwater, what attracted you to this kind of study?
I died.
Well, how long? I mean, seriously.
Seriously. I died 3 times in 3 months in 1977. My first death was January the 2nd. That was caused by a miscarriage and extreme hemorrhaging. Second death was January 4. That was caused by the worst case of phlebitis the specialists ever heard of, let alone seen, and a dislodged thrombosis, major thrombosis. The third death was caused 3 months later. We don't know for sure what caused that. They think it might have been a heart attack. They're just not sure. There's no vital signs. And in these 3 experiences, each was different. First one was relatively short. Second and third were quite long.
Let me ask you briefly before you go on.
Sure.
As you describe what you experienced, explain how long you were, as they call, clinically dead when you had those experiences. So experience number one.
I don't really want to go in depth in describing them because that would take over an hour.
Oh, okay.
Experience number one was more or less an out-of-body experience, except it had more features in it than most of them do. I would guess, you know, who's watching a clock? You know, I would guess maybe time out, maybe 2 minutes, maybe 3, felt a lot longer than that, but I'll give that as a guess. The second one, which is 2 days later, I would guess that to be something like about 15, 20 minutes. But again, who knows? I don't know.
Okay, that's interesting, too. Don't they say that there's going to be brain damage if you're dead more than 4 or 5 minutes?
Well, that's what they say, but not this. A signature feature with near-death experiences is they are dead 5 to 20 minutes. That's normal. That's average. That's typical. Vital signs, no brain waves, no heartbeat, no pulse. Nothing's working. In other words, as near as we can tell, they are a corpse or at least dead. Some of them actually revive in the morgue. So 5 to 20 minutes. The signature feature is that there is little or no brain damage, in fact, brain enhancement. Yes, we do get some of them coming back with a little bit of brain damage, but, you know, very few. Most of them, again, come back knowing more than they did before, and you especially find this with children. The jump in intelligence is quite high.
This is something you can actually measure with tests?
An IQ test with children. And certainly IQ tests with the adults. And one of them, in fact, several have had the IQ tested before and after. And the jump was, it was a big one.
Now, in a case like this, the deaths all are caused by different purposes, different symptoms. In your case, you were a fairly young woman at this time.
Well, I was in my late 30s.
Right. So this is something here that you had in your 30s, but since then you've had no repetition, no serious health problems.
No repetition, that's correct. No other health problems, that's incorrect. A couple of times I had the phlebitis return, and I had to deal with it. But that was several decades ago. I have not had to do that since.
Okay, so the first one you had the out-of-body, and out-of-body meaning that you can actually look down upon yourself?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, full vision, yes.
Okay, so can you describe how it felt? Did you feel anything, or was it just something that was visual?
It was very visual. I was miscarrying at the time, so I left my body, looked down. I didn't know it was an out-of-body experience. I really did not know. All I knew is I was, this happened in my bathroom, in my home. I kept bumping into the light bulb. In my case, it was a light on in the bathroom. It was not some surreal light. It was the light of my bathroom, light bulb. I kept bumping into it like a moth drawn to a flame.
And it was a physical light bulb that you physically felt.
Yeah, to me it was physical. To me it was all physical.
Okay.
I felt it physically. And I couldn't understand why the difference in space relations. Suddenly I was looking down at the toilet. I was looking down at the bathtub, at the sink. And I couldn't understand why the sudden difference. And the more thoughts I thought, the more blobs began to form in the air, sort of like ink blots, only fully dimensional. And I didn't know what they were, and they confused me. And the more I thought, the more they were. And the next thing I knew, there was there were several other things that happened. But really, the next thing I knew, there was an audible snap. Like someone, like had an overstretched rubber band and somebody let go of that rubber band and smack back into the body. I went just that fast, just that flippant, entering through the top of the head, sort of where your soft spot is when you're a baby, and feeling myself pulled back in, back clear to my toes, and having to shrink to fit back into the body. I was bigger out of the body than I was inside the body.
Let me ask you here, did you see your body when you were floating over it? Okay,
yes.
You saw your body, collapse on the floor?
I saw the body, yes.
Okay.
And blood everywhere. Yes, indeed, I did.
Wow. I'm going to ask you in the next segment also here, what kind of sense of self you had? Did you feel you had a body, or were you some kind of amorphous spirit?
The first time, yes.
Okay.
The second and third time, quite different.
All right. Let me just tell our listeners again, PMH Atwater is author of Near-Death Experiences, the rest of the story, the big book of near-death experiences. But before we explore the encounter...
And other books on the
subject. Sure. And other books on the subject. And we're going to explore, after we explore her experiences, those of others that she's investigated. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
Fate Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils. and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from Eat Foods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
My name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, PMH Atwater, joining us. We're talking about near-death experiences, the experiences that first interested her because it happened to her. So the first experience happens when you miscarry.
Yes.
And supposedly you're briefly dead for a couple of minutes. Now, when you recovered, I assume you went to the hospital or did emergency crew come to you?
No, I didn't know what had happened to me, so I made my way back to my bed. I had enough sense to elevate my legs in pillows, stuff myself with as much as I could to control the bleeding, and then I literally went to sleep. And to understand that, realize that I'm a cop's kid. I was raised in the police station. Outside my bedroom window when I was a kid was the police gunnery range. That's where they went to fire all their, you know, practice. And I never, ever heard a single shot in all the years that they used the field outside my bedroom window for gunnery practice. So that's a sample of how deeply I sleep. I have three children. When they would wake up in the night and cry, it was my husband who had to wake me up. I didn't even hear my own kids. So it's like when I go to sleep, it's almost like I die or something. Anyway, it's just, I'm gone. So I didn't wake up till in the morning. And my oldest daughter, I had two daughters home then. My son was gone. And my oldest daughter, who was in high school, came and jiggled and you know, wanted to know, would it behoove her to call where I worked and tell them I was sick, I couldn't come in? And I remember saying yes. And both girls leaving for school, and I was alone, and I was in so much pain that, you know, it really would take somebody who's gone through some something like this to understand why I no longer knew who I was. I didn't care who I was. All I wanted was a knife that I could cut off my right leg. From the knee up, it was bright. The skin was bright red. There was a big, huge lump growing out of the right side of my leg. It was the thrombosis. I had phlebitis, and it was the thrombosis in my leg. And it was a medical crisis, and I was alone. I was incapable of walking. So we had one phone in the house. It was a ranch-style house. The phone was a wall phone in the kitchen. And, you crawl and you just sort of claw your way across the house to the kitchen. And, I had 6 more feet to go. And all of a sudden, I couldn't stand the pain anymore. I couldn't. So I attacked the lump, which was the worst thing I could do. I hit it, I shoved it, I pushed it, I hit it again and again. Of course, that scattered the thrombosis, the blood clot, and I died the second time.
Okay, so this time, did they send the emergency crew to your home immediately or what?
It wasn't until several days later that I was finally taken to a doctor.
You died and you resurrected yourself, in a sense.
I came back to my body by myself. I did revive by myself. That's correct.
And you didn't think at that point to go to a doctor and say, wait a minute, look what just happened to me?
No, because I didn't know what had happened to me. I was a good Westerner. Westerners, I come from Idaho, Westerners take care of themselves. You know, we had a fire in our home. I never called the fire department. I put it out myself.
Better you than me, I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, I was finally taken to a doctor and a specialist, in fact. And all he did was shake his head. He just kept saying to me, there's no way you can be alive. There's no way you can be alive.
Okay, so the second time this happened, describe the experience in more detail.
Well, I can't get in great detail. Again, I had an out-of-body component. I had a component of creation, of leaving this world, entering another one, being in the void, discovering that I could create things. And I began to do just that. And then I was met by loved ones who had died and gone on before me. I was met also by Jesus. I had a session with Jesus and had the life review. And in my case, it was not like picture windows or a movie screen or bits and pieces. In my case, rather, it was reliving every thought I had ever thought, every word I had ever spoken, and every deed I had ever done since birth, and the effect of that on everyone who had ever come within my environment, whether I met them or not, the effect on the air, on the water, on the soil, the total gestalt of my ever having existed on the earth plane. I relived every bit of that.
This is the second time that you had your near-death experience.
Yes.
Okay.
Now I had one of the in-depth life reviews. Surrender. Yeah, you know, I just forgave myself, and there was a lot of forgiveness and floated back into my body.
Okay, so you said you had a meeting with Jesus. Is this the classic Jesus that we see in churches and all the pictures? This is the person you
Very similar, except he had red gold hair. And his eyes were a very, very pale blue.
Now, one question the skeptics will say, do you think, PMH, that maybe you imagined all this? It was some kind of hallucination while you were, and they say, the death state?
Oh, no. No way. No way. I did research 6 years later on a historical Jesus, and there are letters in museums, and I talk about it in the book. I give you the footnotes where you can check this, that there were letters written at the time and sent back to Rome describing what Jesus looked like. He was very tall. He had red gold hair, and he had unusually light blue or gray eyes. There was no way I could have known that.
You hadn't read any of this material before you had this encounter?
No, I hadn't.
Well, that leads me to a question about kind of a front-loading situation. That's your question. You had a near-death experience. Now, let's say somebody in the Congo or somebody in Sri Lanka has a near-death experience. Are they going to see Jesus or are they going to see Krishna or some sort of Congolese Orisha?
They will more than likely see a figure that will seem very religious, very holy, very divine to them, and they will describe that figure in terms of their own culture and their own language constraints. If you have them draw the picture of who met them, you can't see much difference between someone who is in Thailand or the state of Wyoming or in Africa. So the greeter, most people, not everybody, but most people are greeted by somebody, whether that's a loved one who's died and gone on before, whether that's an animal, a pet. Yes, there's lots of animals in these experiences, whether it's a light being, whether it's an angel, whether it's a Jesus-type figure, a religious-type figure, of various kinds of greeters.
I want to ask you more about the greeters and why they're different and why the cultural background has anything to do with it. We're trying to learn. And it's a sure thing we're going to have you back to explore these topics still further. With PMH Atwater and Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Hey there, neighbors. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, we do want to hear from you. Just write us, news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And that's not the only way to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter. We're known as the Paracast. So follow us and maybe send a tweet if you care. Also, you can check out our world-famous forums, forum.theparacast.com. Once again, that's forum.theparacast.com. So many ways to get in touch with your friendly hosts on the Paracast. PMH Atwater joining us. The subject on the Paracast with Gene and Chris is near-death experiences. And I wanted to ask you here, because in each one of these cases, you see something that appears to be part of your own culture. So, of course, you see Jesus. Other people may see a religious figure, a loved one, or something like that. Does that go to say that you're not seeing the reality, but you're seeing something that is colored by your perceptions or expectations?
That's a hard one to call, because many times these greeters, sometimes relatives that are that have died and gone on before you, sometimes you didn't know them. Sometimes you never even saw a picture of them. And here the greeter comes, and it's this particular individual, and you do checking on it later on and find out, yes, indeed, this was, in my own case, my grandfather. I had no way to ever know this man. I was born illegitimate. In those days, it was a big deal. I've had five fathers and two mothers. So I've had kind of what you could call an unusual life or an unusual childhood. So I could have had no way of knowing about this grandfather. He came to me in my experience, introduced himself to me. We got acquainted. And again, later on, I went through the books and the rolls in Garden City, Kansas. That's where he was at the time, and found out, yes, that's what he looked like. Oh, my gosh, and found out things about him. I could have never known that before. The idea then of the greeter sometimes, and this has happened many times in my cases, the person will talk about, let me give you an example. This is a woman on the operating table. There'd been an accident. She she died on the operating table, they were able to bring her back and revive her, and they couldn't shut her up. She kept talking about her dad. She was met by her dad, and he described to her how he died, when he died, and under the conditions, and he kept telling her that he loved her, but you know this wasn't her time. She had to come back. So the doctors went to the family who was gathered, you know, in the family room and said, you know, all she's talking about is her dad. And the people in the family room said, well, you know, we were on the phone with him this morning. He's in perfect health. Obviously, she's hallucinating. So the doctors went back. They couldn't shut her up. She kept insisting. She was met by her father. And he told her all about how he died. So they went back the second time to the people gathered in the room and said, please call the father on the phone. You know, maybe this will stop her. So many phone calls later, they discovered that the father had died 5 minutes before the daughter did, in exactly the same way she described. Jane, this happens fairly often. There is no way something like that is a hallucination.
Okay, I guess I'm interested mostly there in the way the perception is colored based on your cultural background, based on the people you know.
What I'm finding again and again is that the experience itself will somehow, in some subtle way, match whatever is best for you at that time. In other words, the experiences come back, and inevitably they will say, I got what I needed. So what they go through then, however they describe it according to their culture, will in some manner fit or make things more comfortable or more fitting or somehow will shake this individual up in a way that seems somehow best for them on some level. This is what they're saying. That's not what I'm saying, but that's what they're saying, and it matches again and again. Thousands and thousands of cases.
Well, let me throw a little hypothetical in here. Let's say we have someone who's a very bad person, someone who has had a life filled with very negative things, hurting people, possibly, you know, Ted Bundy. Let's say Ted Bundy has a near-death experience. Is he going to be greeted by some sort of angelic beings in a golden light? Or is he going to be spiraling downward into some sort of infernal damnation realm? Do we have near-death experiences of very bad people that describe the opposite?
One of my research days was a member of the mafia, a hitman. So what I'm going to say here is that idea of fitting, that idea of whatever is best for the individual, is not in accord with what we want, what we would think. It seems always in accord with the higher spirit, soul of the individual, not the personality individual. What you find again and again is that these experiences will not follow the kind of stream that we think that they would. So let me talk about this fellow who was a hitman with the mafia. Obviously, he beat up a lot of people. He had even killed a few. He had the same kind of near-death experience in the sense of the basic pattern as anybody else. It was his life review that was different. And his life review was so extreme that not only did he have to relive what had happened in his life, but he had to relive what happened to everybody he ever hurt. He had to feel their pain everything they went through, plus he had to relive their families, their friends, whatever they went through because of what he did to their loved one. He had to live through that also. So when he came back, he was so traumatized by his life review that all he could do when I met him, and he was in the Chicago area, interestingly enough, was he said he wanted in some manner to make up for what he did. So he was literally serving soup to the street people and in a church. That's what he was doing. He said, you know, I can't ever go back to the life I led.
So in that case, the near-death experience was something positive. So would we suggest here, because people see different things that seem to be related to their background, expectations, culture.
The way they describe it is related to their background and their culture. But what we're finding in near-death experiences is that affects the deep structures. So we're talking about something deeper than culture. We're talking about something deeper than personality or family. We're talking about the extreme depth of how we describe ourselves or how we think of ourselves and even beyond that. We're talking about heaven and hell levels in a deeper way. We're talking about the temporal lobes and parallel processing, the limbic system, the pineal gland, the sensitivities we don't even normally think of. We're talking about, again, the deep structures of scenarios and how we put things together. So we're not being flippant here. We're not just saying, well, this person is a murderer, so therefore they have to go to hell. Or this person was a really great person, obviously they're going to go to heaven. It doesn't necessarily work out that way, nor is it interpreted in that manner.
On this episode, of course, we're covering matters that we really haven't touched on much before. We have PMH Atwater joining Gene and Chris discussing near-death experiences. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.